Hello, this is a message of hope and healing. It's now been 18 and a half weeks since we found out that Josie has rectal cancer, and I asked myself, what do I show? Changing my question now because of how God has changed me, what do I show? What is the change in me? What is the difference? Can people see that I'm different? Is there something now that they desire to know because of what they see in me? I think sometimes you can feel drawn to someone. If you feel the presence of God, you feel drawn like a warm fire that you want to draw closer to. I have something I'd like to read, and it is from a devotional that I've been using. And sometimes they're just too good to not share. This is called Jesus Calling, is the devotional by Sarah Young. And this was November 27th, as I sat down to read it. It says, let the thankfulness rule in your heart. As you thank me for the blessings in your life, a marvelous thing happens. It is as if scales fall off your eyes, enabling you to see more and more of my glorious riches. With your eyes thus opened, you can help yourself to whatever you need from my treasure house. Every time you receive one of my golden gifts, let your thankfulness sing out praises to my name. Hallelujahs are the language of heaven, and they can become the language of your heart. A life of praise and thankfulness becomes a life filled with miracles. Instead of trying to be in control, you focus on me and what I am doing. This is the power of praise, centering your entire being in me. This is how I created you to live, for I made you in my own image. Enjoy abundant life by overflowing with praise and thankfulness. I just thought that was so good. I had to share from the devotional Jesus Calling. So I'm asking myself, what am I thankful for at Thanksgiving? And I am thankful that I know that Thanksgiving is every single day and not just a single day way of life. I know that Josie and Murphy and the kids always say what they're thankful for when they eat. And so here goes. Here goes, Grandmom. What am I thankful for? I am thankful for a new understanding of what prayers sound like. Josie told me recently that at a time when she doesn't feel good and she is upstairs and she's laying down, when she hears the sound of the kids downstairs laughing, it is such a gift to her. It tells her that they're being loved. Someone's standing in the gap. Someone's filling that space, and they are receiving the gift of love. And I think that is the sound of prayers. It is someone who's standing in the gap for you. It is someone who's praying on your behalf when maybe you can't even pray, you can't even do it. And the sound is that of a child laughing downstairs. And that's what is given to you. I think of that now when I pray. I think of that being there for someone who can't be there and who needs this prayer so desperately. And I hear that downstairs laughter of a child, and I'm thankful for that new understanding. I'm thankful for the prayers that are being said continually for Josie, and that her infusion this past Tuesday was a calm infusion. Evie's teacher, when Evie got home, said her teacher called it a calm body day, wanted it to be a calm body day for the kids. And I thought of that and what a beautiful prayer that was. And Josie received a calm body day for her infusion. Thank you, prayer warriors. Thank you for your faith-filled prayers. I am thankful that I know the sound of the voice of Jesus Christ. And I want to explain this as best I can. Not always good with it, but I always try. When we found out 4 months ago that Josie had rectal cancer, it was overwhelming. I did my best quickly to distract myself, and that just made things worse. I could not distract myself from what was so big. And I remember there was the point that I turned to God. Instead of trying to be distracted, I went forward and I turned to God, and there were people there. There were people that he had sent to me, and there was a friend. And this was the sound of Jesus's voice to me. When I would call my friend, and I did it numerous times, middle of the night, early morning, anytime. The phone never rang more than twice, no matter how busy she was. And I know she was into many things, many, many things. But her voice, how did it sound? It was hoarse. Not because she was sick, but it was raw with emotion. It was never me getting her to come to the point and the depth that I was at. She was there. She was with me. There was no trying to convince her of my feelings or my needs. She was already there waiting for me, right where I was. And that was the sound of the voice of Jesus to me. It was so comforting to know that they truly shared everything I felt and was waiting for me. Waiting there in the depths for me and shared it with me. I am thankful for the vessel that was used so I could hear Jesus calling. Amen. I have a few scripture as I always do, and they just touch my heart. This one is, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, and that's Colossians 3:15. And immediately something like scales fell from Saul's eyes and he could see again, Acts 9:18. And deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls, that's Psalm 42:7. And always I can do all things through him who gives me strength, Philippians 4:13. And I'd like to pray now. And I'd like to say, Heavenly Father, hear our prayers. Said so that others can feel you and know you and draw closer to you. It is like the laughter, the belly laughs of a child downstairs that we are saying for someone in need. That we are sharing your comfort, the peace that Josie knew as she had her infusion, the peace that she feels as she hears the children laughing. Lord, it is that peace that we ask you to pour over those who are needing to feel that in this moment. It is the love that defies all understanding. It's what you give us. It's the gift of your Son, so that we can know a way to this peace. There's power in the blood, and we love you, and we praise you, and we glorify your name, and we pray today in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior. Amen.